Petonkatonk is the playful name of the organization whose signature event is its annual May Day Breast Barbecue Potluck Picnic. This week, the free festival will draw thousands to Schenley Park, and as 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports, the sounds at Petonkatonk go well beyond brass marching bands.
That's the May Day Marching Band in rehearsal. On a sunny weekend day, two dozen musicians stand in a big circle on the cracked blacktop of a playground beneath the Bloomfield Bridge, playing brass, saxophones, and drums. The group formed 9 years ago to support social justice movements with music. It's become a fixture at local protests and rallies, like the Labor Day picnic and the Immigration March. It's also a regular at the Petonkatonk May Day picnic. The bands don't play on stages, and many of them are mobile, performing unamplified while ranging through the crowd on the green grass of Schenley Park's Vietnam Veterans Pavilion.
You know, it's like a family reunion. When you go to a family reunion, you're playing horseshoes, you're, you know, playing volleyball, you're stopping to have some food.
That's Pete Spinda, a local music promoter and educator who co-founded Petonkatonk in 2014.
You're listening to music, you're dancing, and so that's kind of what we're trying to replicate, but a citywide family reunion.
Spinda, also a DJ, loves Balkan brass bands from Eastern Europe. Petonkatonk grew out of a dance party he threw featuring newer American groups playing in that style. While brass band festivals are old school in Europe, their American incarnation is a relatively new phenomenon. Spinda says the ethic is grassroots and non-commercial.
They're kind of like punk bands playing brass instruments.
Petonkatonk is one of several festivals created in the wake of Honk, which began in 2005 near Cambridge, Massachusetts. The festivals are now held in cities including New York, Seattle, and Austin, Texas. Though all the festivals cultivate a high-energy, all-are-welcome vibe, some more explicitly promote social activism. Petonkatonk is mainly concerned with community building, but like a musical motif, its emphasis on diversity, equity, and inclusion are woven tightly into the event. Admission is free, there's no corporate sponsorship, and there's nothing for sale. Petonkatonk runs on volunteers and donations, and the food is potluck. What does keep evolving is the music itself. For instance, while Pittsburgh's May Day Marching Band suggests a Balkan brass band, tubas, trumpets, snare, and bass drums, the group's repertoire ranges from a 1960s Afrobeat number, like this one, to tunes by Chilean musician and activist Violeta Parra, and even a song by political punks Crass. Some bands from around the country at this year's Petonkatonk have roots in Africa. Others play New Orleans-style music, Latin rhythms, and more. Another Pittsburgh band playing Petonkatonk is Drumlines and Hard Rhymes, a group blending African drumming with rap.
They're coming in waves, they're coming in heavy, but they should have weighed more.
Growing up, like going to events like Kwanzaa and being around African drums, I always had a respect for that. So it's always cool for me to kind of step outside my world as an MC and kind of bring two worlds together.
That's FRH, one of two MCs in Drumlines and Hard Rhymes. And here's a number by a new group playing Petonkatonk called Bombitsi. The group stretches Petonkatonk's aesthetic further, playing traditional Balkan tunes on amplified instruments. But Rich Randall, a Petonkatonk co-founder who plays in Bombitsi, says that for Petonkatonk patrons, the experience of the day-long festival is more important than any musical labels.
They're not walking into a venue. A door doesn't shut behind them. They don't need a ticket to access a particular area. And stylistically, it's going to be a rich and diverse crowd because primarily we're looking for musicians that can activate groups.
The fifth annual Petonkatonk takes place this Saturday. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.